This is Biotechnica, and you're listening to India's first life science podcast, The Voice of Biotechnica.
Welcome to Biotechnica, India's number one bioscience institute. It is our vision to reach every bioscience professional in our country and help them build a strong career. Today, we stand proud of our student, Ms. Ali Akhtara from Bangalore, who has successfully qualified GATE Excel 2019 with an All India Rank 5. Ms. Ali Akhtara has completed her post-graduation in botany and wishes to pursue a career in life science research. Today, she has stepped forward to voice her journey with Biotechnica and share her experience and strategies for the competitive examination. Let us all welcome Ms. Akhtara and lend a ear to the topper's approach.
Good morning, Akhtara. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so I hope like you'll be very glad after achieving such a good rank.
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so here we are having some questions for you. Like, we have a curiosity and even our students have that curiosity. So I would like to ask you, like, you can tell something about yourself.
So I am Ali. I have completed my MSc in botany from Mount Carmel College, Bangalore. And after that, I joined Biotechnica for competitive examinations like GATE. And in 2019, GATE Excel paper, I secured an All India Rank 5. And right now, I'm preparing for different PhD interviews.
Okay, that's so great. Okay, so I would like to know, like, when did you begin with your GATE exam preparation?
Okay, so actually I started after my MSc. After I completed my MSc, I thought I will take up this competitive examination. So then I came across that Biotechnica is providing very nice coaching for this examination, and then I got enrolled in Biotechnica.
So may I know, like, how much duration did it took? Like, how much hours were you spending daily for your studies?
Okay, so I started preparing from March 2018, but for self-study I started first, and in the month of July I started coaching from Biotechnica. So basically classes, I took the online coaching, so classes used to be from 10 a.m. to 1 o'clock. Okay, so that I used to do very sincerely, but when it comes for the hours, I actually didn't count how many hours, but whenever I used to feel I need to study, I used to study. But during the exam time, I tried to give most of my time for the exam
preparation. So you feel that coaching helped you out a lot?
Yeah, it's helped a lot.
Okay. So may I know, like, what are the other exams that you are applying for along with GATE?
Yeah, there are lots of other exams like DBT, JRF, BET examinations, and ICMR, and NET also I'm appearing again, and mainly GATE I already appeared, ICMR, DBT, JRF, and NET this.
Okay. So, like, can you tell us what were your strategies for the preparation, and how did you remember the facts? Because when the question appears in front of us, most of us will forget. Okay, so how did you recollect all those things?
Okay, so my basic plan was to understand the concept very well. And like, means whatever is the topic, I used to go thoroughly with it, like to understand the whole, to get the whole idea about it. Then I would write down the facts in form of charts, tables, diagrams, and I used to revise them very frequently. It's not like I will claim it at the same time, but I will revise it time to time, and automatically it gets absorbed to the mind like that.
Yeah, kind. So that means that helped you out while recollecting.
Yeah.
So how did you find the exam? Was it difficult?
I didn't feel it that difficult. I felt it easy because whatever was taught to us, it was like that same level. So
okay. So may I know, like, if you want to give our students some notes making tips, you would like to share with all the subscribers of Biotechnica?
Okay. So I, whenever the class was being conducted online, I simultaneously I used to take the notes, like whatever important points our teachers used to tell us. And if diagrams, any figure, anything was required, I used to note down all of those. And after all the classes got over, I used to go through the notes again and I used to read from those. I used to read other books also. But during the exam, what I used to do that whatever notes I have already made, I used to make short notes, means the things which I have the tendency to forget. So that I will write again. Yeah, like that. So, and I will go through only those points before the exam. So that was
that's so So like we have observed that GATE cutoff has been increased this year. Okay, and so how was the paper according to you?
See, I think paper was it's moderate standard level, but the thing is, according to me, I think the more number of students are appearing, this competition is increasing day by day. So if you see that the number of students appeared in 2017 and number of students appeared in 2019, there's a drastic change, increase in the number. So I think if more students appearing, obviously there will be more competition. Cutoff will also increase accordingly.
So Akara, we have our, like, we were thinking, like, whenever we have seen, like, so many students ask us questions, like, well, they are opting for GATE Life Science, they're asked subject choices. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we would like to know, how did you make your selection?
Okay. So, okay, let me tell you that in GATE you have 100 marks paper, in 50 marks is aptitude, 25 is chemistry, and the rest of the 60 is from your, you have to choose. Like we have botany, zoology, microbiology, food technology and biochemistry. Out of these five, we have to choose two of the sections. So what I did, I was a botany student. So I, for my first choice was botany section, that's all. And another section I had to choose. So the second one I chose was the zoology. And why I chose zoology? Because I studied in my UG, zoology, and there are lots of common topics, like you can say genetics, biochemistry, immunology, all these things are also coming under zoology. So what we have already studied during my GATE preparation, so everything was there. So it's not like that I did not see other questions. What I actually did, I went through last year questions and I saw which sections I am more comfortable with, and I realized that these are botany and zoology, so I opted for these two.
So you feel like whatever you have studied in your UG and PG, that will of course help
you.
Yeah,
exactly.
Okay. So, Akara, like how, like usually when we are from life science background, we feel that aptitude is difficult. Mm-hmm. Okay. So may I know, like, how important is that part, aptitude part and chemistry in the exam? Because since chemistry is compulsory in life science.
Okay. Yeah, we are from life science background. Sometimes we say that, yeah, math is not for us. But let me tell you, actually, I secured the full marks in aptitude part. So how I did, because I just practiced all the questions, okay? So you say that how much important is it? Okay, so let me tell you, it's 40 marks. Out of 100, it is 40 marks total, your aptitude and chemistry. So that is, I don't think it's a, it's a wise decision to leave it at all. Means you should practice from the, at least from previous questions, and you can see the cutoff is increasing. So means we should prepare.
Because many of students like they are scared from chemistry and aptitude both. Mm-hmm. So chemistry aptitude, okay, I understand they can practice. What about chemistry?
Chemistry, I can tell what I did actually. Mm-hmm. So I saw the syllabus and I went through each and I selected some topics, like, okay, these are the topics I'm familiar with, and I saw, okay, this from these topics questions are coming repeatedly. So I had picked some 5 to 6 topics out of 8, I guess. Then I went through each topic, like sometimes I googled it, sometimes I took from books, and I saw some YouTube videos also, and I saw questions and all those things together, so I prepared a notebook of that.
So we have seen the difference, the computer based test is always different from a paper pen exam. Okay. So what is your opinion on that? How should, like, one should prioritize the paper pen method or the online?
I have given both the paper pen or the offline and online. Okay, so for me, I personally feel that computer based test is far better than pen. So I'll tell you why. Because in computer based examination, you don't have to write your name separately. You don't have to fill the bubble. So you don't have to really get scared that whether I am marking on their exact questions or not. You can change the questions, you can change the options, and you don't have to worry about submitting. So
it's you can see. So I think it's much way safer actually.
So, like, since you were taking online class, Atara, so can you tell us, because, see, we are looking at the students on daily basis. Sometimes they told that always chalkboard method or digital. I don't know how is it difficult. So I would like to know about your experience. How was the online classes?
Okay. So I think online classes are better, for me. Because, see, what we see a PPT screen. Okay, so here we get a lot of diagrams. If our teacher wants to draw in the board, it will take her a lot of time, right? But if you have already PPTs ready and she can edit on that, she or he, so it will be really easy for us to see the picture and for the teacher also.
So we would like to know if you have taken any professional help for your GATE preparation.
Yeah, professional help in the sense Biotechnica only helped me throughout the journey.
So we have like mock tests and study material you have up for GATE itself. So like, did it help you with your preparation?
Yeah, it helped a lot. With mock test especially, it helped a lot because it gives the feel of the examination hall. And every week we used to had weekly test. So I used to revise all those things to appear for the test. I took it like test only, so it helped me a lot.
Like, do you need to study reference journals and articles? Like, when you are preparing for the exam, or which reference books you have gone through?
Yeah, so here I would like to say that basically I went through the PPTs and video lectures, whatever Biotechnica provided. So, but apart from that, teachers also suggested to go over reference books. So, I also went through some books like for cell biology, that is Gerald Karp. That book I have gone through, and biochemistry, some Leninger, but selected topics, and Prescott's microbiology, and another book, Raven's biology, that also I have followed. But you're talking about journals like research papers and all. See, nowadays we can see the questions are coming from a little deep, it requires deep knowledge. Okay, so I think it would be a good habit for a student if he or she can go through some of the research papers, because you know, competition is getting more tough nowadays, so it's better to prepare.
So, I would like to know if any research books, there are many, right?
Yeah.
So, like, how should one prioritize when we think, like, we have, like, for one topic, we have 8 reference books. So, how should one prioritize?
Yeah, so, how I do, actually, I will look for a book which has a very, very easy, written in easy language, and it also helps to build concept very well, and it has some experimental background, like how suppose you are studying a structure of a protein, so how they get to know, the researcher get to know how this is the subunit, so this is the function, how they got to know. If we know a little bit experimental background, it becomes easy for us to understand and to remember also these things or to apply.
Okay, so I think that will help our students also now to choose all those.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are the key areas one should do for last minute preparation? Like when it is like 1 month before exam, everybody will be as in free mode, like what to do.
Yeah, so I would like to say that if you have 1 month left, then you should start revising very seriously whatever you have started. And at that point, you have to know that there are certain topics which for each and every exam always comes, means common questions. Like if you say, as for example, for biochemistry, if you see that protein structures, primary, secondary structures, amino acid structures, okay, then genetics, if you see that gene mapping, all those things always comes. So you have to understand what are the very important topics and make sure that you are not leaving those topics at all.
Okay, so do you have any recommendations and advice for the like student, those who are preparing for NET exam, GATE exam, and you would like to share with them?
Yeah, so first of all, I'd like to say that clear your concept. Doesn't matter from where you are doing. It could be video lectures, it could be books, anywhere. But just make your concept clear and then write down the important facts, formulas in a single notebook so that you can revise before the examination. And try to give mock tests as more as possible and try to solve
previous question solving is very much important. So they should solve, at least every student should solve whatever exam they're appearing for, and prepare very well, work hard. And but during the exam, we relax, calm down, and just give your best. And before the exam, you should at least one student should decide that what are the parts she or he wants to, means how many questions she wants to appear for each and every section, and how much time she wants to allot in that, so that she don't get scared at the examination.
So as a successful gate qualifier, as we all know, you have scored such a good rank. Okay, so what are your future plans now?
So right now I'm trying for PhD in PhD in different institutes. I'm applying for different interviews. Let's see. And my future plan, in the sense, I want to pursue the research field only.
So thank you for spending time with us. So I would like to know, like, how was your throughout experience from day one for both NET and GATE in this biotechnical?
Okay, so I was very interested from the day one, because I spoke to you people first and I got to know that these things are going to happen. I was waiting that when the class will start first day. And from the very first day, the classes, means each and every topics are taught in a very easy and depth manner, I would say, so that it just sit in our mind, we don't forget. And it was really helpful. I mean, whatever exams I'll appear, all of this, whatever I have learned, is going to help.
So, Vandana, Biotechnica team would like to wish you all the best.
Thank
for
you
your
so much.
Okay, we hope that you'll get your PhD soon.
Thank you.
So, this was Ms. Ali Akhtara, who has worked hard and has achieved one more step closer to her dream. If she can do it, so can you. Keep her strategies in mind, work hard, work smart. Reach out to us on the number displayed on the screen. Chat with us and we will help you realize your ambition. Biotechnica team wishes Ms. Ali all the very best for her future endeavors, and also a bright future to all our listeners out there. Have a good day ahead.